Morning, Dr. Sharon. Dictating a 6-minute walk test on patient Kathy with a K Stiles, S-T-I-L-E-S. This goes to Dr. Schmitz. On 2/10/26, Mrs. Stiles performed a 6-minute walk test period prior to the inhalation bronchodilators of forced vital capacity. I'm sorry. Let me start over. Prior to ambulating, room air saturation was 92%, period. Patient achieved 438 meters, and the saturation at the end of the study was 90%, period, and paragraph impression. Normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a 6-minute walk test on Mary Fowler, F-A-L-L-E-R. This goes to Van Tanner, PA. On 2/10/26, Mrs. Fowler performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, room air saturation was 97%, period. Patient achieved 363 meters in 6 minutes, and saturation at the end of the study was 96%, period, and paragraph impression. Minimal exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry in Constance Parrish, P-A-R-R-I-S-H. This goes to Dr. Pogodina. On 2/10/26, Mrs. Parrish performed a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period compared to a study data 10/21/25. There's been no change period in a paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, 6-minute walk test on Robert Stern. This goes to Dr. McKnitt, MC capital K-N-I-T-T. On 2/10/26, Mr. Stern performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, room air saturation was 92%, period. The patient walked 203 meters. Stopped at 4 minutes and 45 seconds due to desaturation to 82%, period, of paragraph impression, severe exercise intolerance with demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Roxy Schmidt. This goes to Dr. Pieper. On 2/10/26, Mrs. Schmidt performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired, without airways obstruction or bronchoreactivity, period. Compared to a prior study dated 7/2/25, there's been no significant change, period, of paragraph impression, moderate restrictive lung disease without airways obstruction, without bronchoreactivity, showing no progression. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Sharon Lake. This goes to Dr. Zastrow, Z-A-S-T-R-O-W. On 2/10/26, Mrs. Lake performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal without airways obstruction or bronchoreactivity, period, compared to a prior study dated 2/4/25. There's been no change, period, no paragraph impression, normal spirometry. Next, 6-minute walk test on the same patient, Sharon Lake, and this goes to Dr. Zastrow. On 2/10/26, Mrs. Lake performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 99%, period. The patient walked 402 meters in 6 minutes, and saturation at the end of the study was 94%, period. The paragraph impression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on K-A-T-I-E, Cook. This goes to Dr. Bolcook. On 2/10/26, Mrs. Cook performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no airways obstruction nor bronchoreactivity noted, period, compared to a prior study dated 8/6/25. There's been no change, period, of paragraph impression, normal study. Thank you.